This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get into Cam Scottaboo taking over Monday Night Raw, plus more of your calls on the Yankees and the Mets. We'll mix in some more football later as well. Toll-free number's 888-808-1019, but it is time for your weekly dose of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read the old tweets of some of our fellow FAN co-workers. We'll see if Tiki can figure out who tweeted it. Are you ready?
I am.
January 26th, 2016. My snowblower caught on fire on Monday.
Snowblower.
I stopped it by throwing snow on it. Anyone know if it's fixable or do I need a new one?
Snowblower.
Is that Mike Francesa, Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes?
Snowblower.
Or Jerry Recco?
I'm going to say Jerry Recco.
I am anal right now.
Wow.
Snowblower.
You nailed that one.
Nailed that one.
You figured Jerry's the only one who would own a snowblower.
Well, he's the only one that would reasonably ask for advice on how to fix a snowblower.
Snowblower.
He stopped it by throwing snow on it.
Genius.
That is genius.
That's my favorite part.
I didn't catch on fire. I need to ask Jerry this question now.
Great question.
April 9th, 2015. Crazy ballpark food is still my least favorite modern media sports story, but guys getting stupid sports tattoos is a close second.
Mm.
Is that Sean Morash, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, or Greg Giannotti?
That's going to be Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
First of all, Sean has a stupid sports tattoo.
That's why I thought it would be game for him.
I don't have a stupid. I have a logo. I didn't get the Super Bowl champions logo 6 months before somebody won.
All right.
This one guy had me sign his leg. And then he got it tattooed on.
Oh, wow. That's creative.
It's kind of cool. Gio.
You losers.
You are correct. That's Greg Giannotti.
Nice.
Does Gio consider your Giants tattoo a stupid sports tattoo?
I hope not.
You losers!
I interpret stupid sports tattoos as like what I had mentioned, when people think they're cool getting the, you know, the Lions Super Bowl champions.
I'm predicting it. You saw it here first.
Yeah, like those are stupid sports tattoos.
Well, that's how you interpret it, but it's Gio's tweet, so I'm curious how he interprets it. Like, would he consider, you know him, you're friends with him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Have you ever talked about your sports tattoo with him?
No, now I'm insulted for you thinking that I have a stupid sports tattoo.
Right, here's post number three from September 3rd, 2014. Thinking about doing a sports talk show on the plane. I wonder if the passengers would like it. Could be a coffee-drinking crowd, though. Is that Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, Brandon Tierney, or Boomer Esiason?
That's got to be Boomer.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
How did you know that so easily?
Because who else would be thoughtful about what the hell somebody's drinking on a plane?
Oh, that part. This is a great Tiki showing here, the details he's picking up on.
I thought you were going to think me, that I would be willing to do a sports talk show on a plane.
Do you drink coffee?
No.
Exactly.
Damn it. Wow, this is a great effort by Tiki Barber. Maybe your greatest effort ever.
I'm being thoughtful, that's why.
You're all right. Let's see if you can nail this one. Your final, or the final post. February 24th, 2014. The WWE Network launched.
Tommy.
instantly becoming the most monumental date in nerd history since the invention of the scientific calculator.
Nerd alert!
Is that Tommy Lou Gower, Al Dukes, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannotti?
That's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
It was Tommy?
You're wrong.
Sean?
Kiss my fat ass!
Really?
That was you, Sean.
You know what a scientific calculator is?
You're damn right I do. You think I knew how to do math without it?
That's funny.
The WWE Network being invented, which I can't believe was 11 and a half years ago, was one of the great inventions of all time.
I can't believe it was that short ago. I thought it would have been done long before that.
Yeah, well, because it was streaming. Like, I think Vince McMahon always thought about doing it, like, normally, like, on a cable channel.
But the WWE Network was actually the first major,
I don't want to say first major streaming, because I'm sure Netflix was there, all those others, but it really was, like, one of the cutting edge streaming sports adjacent contents.
Yeah. It was.
Right.
That's how I would define it. And speaking of pro wrestling, as we talked about exclusively on Evan and Tiki yesterday, we did report through Fightful Select that Cam Scottabu was going to be on Monday Night Raw. And so we did have this discussion before he ever appeared. Just to give you a little reset, here is me asking everybody, do you have an issue with Cam Scottabu being on Monday Night Raw? With the Giants season still going on and Cam now being out for the year with injury, do we have any issue with him appearing at a Monday Night Raw tonight at Madison Square Garden?
Absolutely not. Go have fun.
What if he gets in the ring?
If he gets in the ring, then go have fun.
Here's what I care about. Is he going to rehab?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The day, like the morning of.
Right.
Is he?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, okay. Then I have no problem with what he does after that.
I would certainly think so. I then pushed it a little bit further because I know wrestling. What if he gets physically involved? And the idea I created for you guys is, what if Cam Scottabu wrestles John Cena in the middle of the ring? Here's your response to that.
What if after all of this, despite having a bum ankle, John Cena's final opponent on Raw is Cam Scottabu?
Would you have an issue with that?
No, I mean, because I trust the WWE to keep him safe.
So
that's funny.
You had no issue with this. Tommy had no issue with it. No, now that it happened, and for those that didn't see it, I'm sure you have. It's old news by now. He was there in the crowd. He wasn't alone. There were a few other Giants there, including Abdul Carter, and ended up getting into a little bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, with J.D. McDonagh, member of the Judgment Day. Dom Mysterio talks some trash. Cam Scottabu pushed McDonagh, and then I think it was McDonagh himself who pushed him back. This has caused an outrage. I just want to make sure, and this is, again, not me saying you guys flip-flopped. You have every right to have watched it and think differently, but do you guys feel the same way that was not a big deal?
Yeah, it was not a big deal. It was an entertainment event, and he was fine, completely fine. He mean-munged it well.
I loved every second of it. It's why Cam Scottabu is already a legend in this town for stuff like this. He gets it. I'll go as far as to say, I don't believe you truly think it's a big deal if you've uttered into a microphone that it's a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to surprise you guys. Now, I agree with you, and I said this yesterday. I think it's cool. I think it's fine. I don't think it's a big deal. But I may surprise you by letting you know that some of our fellow coworkers do not agree with you.
Really?
So, ladies and gentlemen.
What happened?
Here's a highlight package.
Nothing happened. He went home and went to sleep afterwards.
He got pushed and did a pushing. I mean, if that's what happened. Here is a little bit of a highlight reel of WFAN reacting to Cam Scottaboo on Monday Night Raw.
I guess I would be a little bit concerned. I think if I were Joe Shane, I'd probably go over to Cam and say, hey, Cam, you know, you are a professional football player. We are paying your salary. And there are things that we'd rather have you not do.
Yeah. So, like, be a part of it. Be a part of the bit. Show up there. I got no problem with that. But just don't be the guy who's actually getting pushed by the wrestlers.
Yeah.
I'm saying is that there's been no energy with this team for the longest time. Then Dart and Scottaboo come in here. They're both hurt right now. And the last thing I want to see is this guy hurt himself even more doing some stupid wrestling bit.
And you got a guy on a scooter whose ankle was surgically repaired. It's probably got 9 screws in it, hanging up by a thread, getting pushed by Rey Mysterio. Come on, man.
It's just not optics.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, exactly. Optics do matter in today's world.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. Then on top of that, it's a unnecessary risk that you would take by getting involved in even the smallest of physical storylines.
You've only got one good leg, bro. You just had a devastating injury, and you're on your feet pushing professional wrestlers. Like, that is so jetsy, and that is just so... It's the optics are so bad.
All right. Sal and BT and Big Mac, it was all about what it looked like. Did it look bad?
No.
At all. He's not playing this season. He is on IR. He is, and he's, by the way, not standing. His foot is on a scooter. So he's standing on his good ankle, and his bad ankle is on a scooter. Who cares what the hell he does?
I'll go a step further.
This is fake. It's not even
real. Can't fake gravity, team.
Optics, if you want to actually talk about optics, you know what optics tell me? We nearly vomited 3 weeks ago when the man's ankle was pointing in the other direction. If any of us, me, McMonagle, Sal, BT, Boomers I'll leave out of because he's a real athlete. If any of us had our ankles turning that way, I'm not sure we would be back at work at WFAN within 3 weeks. And Cam Scottaboo, you know what the optics told me? This is the psychopath we love, that he is not phased, deterred, and he is so ahead in his comeback that he's willing to go out there and do a WWE stunt. I thought optically that looked great for what Cam Scottaboo we want to see in 10 months.
I'm just trying to understand why it's a bad look. Why is it a bad look?
No, it's not a bad look.
What was their argument that it was a bad look?
Well, I believe in taking stuff out of context, so I don't really care what the explanation was. No, in all seriousness, the bad look is this. They're 2-9. That's the bad look. That's it. That's literally the bad look. Him being injured is such a nothing thing. Like, he's not risking his freaking ankle.
So because your team isn't good, nobody wants to see you type of thing?
I think that is the bad optics. Not to speak for Big Mac, who I thought won the award of being the most over the top of all the people we played.
Definitely.
Look, if this was 2010, maybe I'd say, sure. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The athlete is different these days. The expectation on a star athlete is different these days. So whether you're winning or not, people want to see you. You want to tell me when Myles Garrett gets 25 sacks this season and is the toast of the NFL because they suck and they're going to win 4 games that we don't want to see Myles Garrett? Is that what we're saying now? We don't want to see him show up at the playoffs doing some on-set commentary or at some other highfalutin, I don't know, F1 event being Myles Garrett? Of course not. Like, that's an antiquated interpretation of what athletes' free time is allowed to be. We don't want to see you because your team sucks.
That's it. You just nailed it.
That is not true anymore. That is absolutely
not true.
Well,
no, I think
true.
That's the opinion of...
I know. I'm just saying that's not true anymore.
Mm.
Not anymore.
So I want to make this clear. You owe me an apology, Tiki,
Why?
First of all. Because when I brought this up yesterday,
yeah,
you said, Why are you making a big deal of this?
Yeah, why are you making a big deal?
Because I knew people would make a big deal of
okay,
that.
Okay, so yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm not making a big deal of it. And I said this to you yesterday. I'll say it today. I think it was cool.
Exactly.
I really have no issue with it. But when I asked you yesterday and I brought it up, you were very, why are you making a big deal of this? Because I knew guys like Big Mac. Sorry, Chris, to pick on you, but you were the most over the top of all that we played. You knew guys like that would make a big deal of it.
Yeah, but when guys, you have free time. You have off days. You're on IR. You could do whatever you want.
By the way, the other reason I bring on Big Mac, and I don't mean this as any knock on Sal, BT, Giannotti, or Boomer, because I'm the same way. I'm not a fan of the New York Giants.
You threw shrapnel at the Jets.
Well, no. Big Mac's a Giant fan.
Yeah, I know, but he threw shrapnel at the Jets.
I'm going to get to that in a second because I thought that was a very fair point. But my point is, he's a Giant fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all those guys are coming from the IFO perspective, which I try to do too. But Big Mac's like a real breathing Giant fan, and he never screams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.